today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, in faith and humanity, salamu alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah the Creator be upon all of you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. This is today's special. We're going to speak about importance of dua and supplication. I invite you to be with us till the end of this episode. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, all praises to Allah, all praises to Allah. Today, Wednesday, is the 28th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 11th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we listen to chapter Furqan, verse 77.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ فَقَدْ كَذَّبْتُمْ فَسَوْفَ يَكُونُ لِزَامًا.
Say, what would my Lord care for you if not for your supplication? For disbelievers have denied, so your denial is going to be adherent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Though there are many probabilities about the meaning of the word dua or prayer mentioned here, all of them have approximately one root and source. Some say that it means to pray. Some say that it means faith. Some say that it means worshipping and monotheism. Some say that it means thanking. Some say it means to call Allah at time of difficulties and disasters. However, the root of them is faith and paying attention to Allah. Therefore, the verse implies that what makes one valuable and respected before Allah is having faith in Allah and His servitude. Our topic is importance of dua and supplication. Allah loves the believers who ask for Him and supplicate constantly. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, has said that on the Day of Judgment, two men with very similar deeds will enter the heaven. One of them will see that the other is granted a rank above him. He will ask Allah, "My Lord, we have the same actions. Why have you preferred him over me?" Allah will reply, "He asked from me, and you did not." Imam Jafar Sadiq, peace be upon him, often encouraged his companions to ask from Allah. He once said to Maysar, his companion, "O Maysar, supplicate, and do not say, 'Therefore has been distant.' Surely, there are ranks with Allah which cannot be reached except through asking. If the servant of Allah closes his mouth and does not ask, He will not be given anything, so ask and you will get. O Maysar, the door that is knocked often is most likely to open. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the conditions and etiquettes of praying to God. Before offering our prayers to God, one has to pay off some alms to the needy or put some amounts of money aside in order to be paid back later on to the needy people. Then one has to apply perfume to oneself because one is going to be present in the presence and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to be facing the direction of Qibla, I mean Mecca, the house of God in Mecca, Kaaba, the Kaaba. And before offering one's prayer, one has to keep oneself busy with contemplating God, about God, about the divine mercy and the divine bounties. Regarding sincere, heartfelt attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be indicated that, according to the instructions of the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't fulfill the requests of the desires and requests and prayers of those people whose hearts are inattentive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, before offering prayers, first of all, we should direct our hearts and minds to the direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we may get assured that our prayers would be fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light, be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
You're listening to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In our list about etiquettes and requisites of supplication, we reach to entertaining a good opinion of Allah. To entertain a good opinion of Allah is part of the recognition of Allah. Allah the Exalted gives to His servants in accordance with their good opinion about Him and their confidence in the vastness of His mercy and generosity. According to a divine narration, I am as my servant thinks of me, so let me nothing but good of me. The Holy Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family, says, invoke Allah while you are confident of the response from Him. Once Allah revealed to Prophet Moses, whenever you call me and ask from me, I am there to listen to. Imam al-Sadiq, peace be upon him, is narrated to have said, when you pray to Allah, turn to Him with your heart and think as if your need were at the door.
Ya Elahi وسيدي ومولاي ومالك رقي يا من بي يده ناصيتي يا أليما بذري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this part, we'll listen about the effects of dua, and one of them is giving peace and contentment. A person who prays to Allah, putting all faith and trust in Him, never feels alone or lonely. He has harnessed his own insignificant power onto a being who is the superpower and who has promised to answer his call. This gives him great peace of mind. It makes him confident that with the help of Allah, all things can be done. He knows also that whatever happens to him is the decree of the wise, the Almighty. Says the Holy Quran, chapter 13, verse 28, those who believe and whose hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, surely by Allah's remembrance, our hearts set at rest.
You know, Iblis, Shaitan, when he refused to do sujood and bow to Adam, Shaitan told Allah, "Oh Allah, excuse me from bowing to Adam and I will worship you in a way that no one has worshipped you before." Shaitan was used to worship Allah at one point in his life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, "Ya Iblis, اعبدني حيث أريد لا حيث تريد. Worship me the way I want to be worshipped, not the way that you want to worship. The way that you want to worship, that is following your desires. But the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn to Him, that is the correct methodology. That is the correct way." And my dear brothers and sisters, dua and supplication and calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the greatest forms of ibadah. It is one of the greatest forms of worship. Of course, the greatest form of worship is salah, because salah consists of Quran and it consists of dua. It consists of calling upon Allah, asking Allah for things, and reciting the Quran. However, a man by the name of Barid ibn Muawiyah al-Ijli. He comes to either Imam al-Baqir or Imam al-Sadiq. He was one of the companions of these two Imams. And he asks the Imam, what is greater, reciting the Qur'an or supplicating and doing dua? So the Imam alayhi salam, he tells him the recitation of the dua and supplicating to Allah is greater than the recitation of the Qur'an. Now, this is not to say that the Qur'an lacks in thawab, the recitation of the Qur'an. No, the recitation of the Qur'an is very great. However, the Imam alayhi salam, he tells him, كَثْرَةُ الدُّعَاء أَفْضَلْ ثُمَّ قَرَأْ قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. The Imam, he said the recitation of the dua is greater, and then he recited this verse, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. It is your dua that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer you. It is your dua that will show your humility and your humbleness and your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That was another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma ighfir li warhamni wahdini ya maulaya عافني في دنياي وارزقني ذكرك يشرح صدري ذكرك يرفع قدري أدعوك وتجزيني بالرحمة والأجر اللهم اغفر لي اللهم ارحمني